Good afternoon, guys. Tough loss, as I mentioned last night. That ball game, it was a difficult one for our team. Green Bay did a very good job in a lot of areas. We didn't play well enough, didn't do a good enough job on third downs, on defense, being able to get off the field in some situations where you need to get off the field. And part of that is, after looking at that tape, just some of the things we didn't do in early downs, too many manageable third down situations, third and two, third and three, just a number of times we found ourselves in that situation and not being able to sustain drives on offense when we had opportunities to stay on the field as well. To give up the long punt return for a touchdown, you don't want that to happen. Offset in some ways a great play by Cordero and our kickoff team, tremendous job by him. All night long. He's done a great job all season long on kickoff return for us, and you hate to get one back after getting one. So it hurt us. There were a number of things that hurt us in that ball game, and we got to find a way to get it turned. I think after watching the tape and just going through some things with our coaches, I do believe, although, our record is by no means where we wanted to be at this point, that we can get things fixed and play better than we played last night. I really believe that without question. A lot of it has to do with the way our guys fought throughout. It was not because of a lack of effort or, not taking the right approach to the ball game. That's not the reason why we came out on the short end from a score standpoint. There's some things we have to do better. I think we can. We have a big ball game coming up, but I think there are some things that we can definitely do better, and I think we will, and primarily because of the attitude and approach of our players and knowing that our coaches are going to work extremely hard on finding ways to put them in good positions to make plays, and when they are, they'll find ways to make those plays. Injury-wise, Chris Cook had a hip muscle strain, and he'll be day-to-day. Jamarcus Sanford had a groin strain, so he'll be day-to-day as well. We're hoping to get Red Ellison back this week. We're going to see how he does with a workout tomorrow. Matt Asiata will still, be day-to-day with him and see where he is as the week goes on. Other than that, we came out of the game, health-wise, in fairly good shape. So,
you were a playoff team last year, 1-6 this year. In any way, form, or fashion, did you see this coming at any point?
Not this. I couldn't say, Joe, I saw us being 1-6. There was no scenario that went through my mind that would have told me that we'd be 1-6 at this juncture. Looking at the way our games have transpired, I do understand why we are where we are. As I said earlier, I do believe we can get some things fixed and get going here. There's definitely some things we got to work on to get done, but I think it's possible to get it done. So,
what do you see, Coach, here that gives you the optimism about the attitude and determination of the players that you were referring to? Can you expand on that a little bit?
I like what I saw when the game was kind of out of reach and we were on defense on that goal line stand and they were still trying to put more points on the board. They still had their starters in there. We had the majority of our starters in there. And to see our guys compete and to keep them out of the end zone, that was a good sign. And then for our offense to come back and finish the game with a touchdown in that two-minute drive, just the way they worked through those situations, told me a lot about our guys and their attitudes after the game in the locker room, as disappointed as they were about that ball game and the results of it. The attitude was one like, we're not giving up. And with the amount of games we have left, that's what you want to see. You want guys to come back on Wednesday when we start practicing again, practicing to win. And I think that'll be the case. I just get that sense from watching the way they finished and the way they handled the locker room after the game.
How are you approaching the quarterback situation this week?
We're going to talk about it some more the rest of the day, myself and the coaches, and try to make a decision here in the next couple of days. So,
when you look at the third down situations, was that more of a good quarterback, a mobile quarterback beating you, or was it more breakdowns on the defensive side?
that quarterback had a lot to do with it. You know, I've had to be honest with myself and watching some of the things he did on tape. Some of the throws he made, that first touchdown against Josh Robinson, Josh had great coverage. Where that ball was thrown and the catch that Nelson made, it was pretty impressive. I told Josh, I don't know if myself or any of the other coaches could tell you to do anything different than what you did, the position that he was in. And his mobility definitely creates some problems for your defense. Even when we were in position to get some sacks, and I think we were able to get a couple, but his escapability creates problems when you're trying to play man or zone. But you have to give him some credit, give their offense some credit. But then we still have to find ways to keep him out of so many manageable third downs. He's too good of a quarterback to get the number of third and twos, third and threes that they had on yesterday. And that's what we gotta get that turned around. I think I know what needs to happen to get that turned around.
Can you go back and really reevaluate everything you're doing on third down this week?
I think you have to do it, Chip. I mean, we're so bad right now on third down on defense. You got to look at how we're doing it, what we're doing schematically, and also the people that you're asking to do certain things. I mean, can they get it done? Do we need to be doing something different based on the people that we're asking to execute the defense? So this is the time, without question, to try to go back and look at some things. Anytime a team gets what I think 72% conversion rate, that's time to really do some reevaluation.
Les, you said last night that you thought that from a personnel standpoint you kind of are what you are at this point player wise. Do you, after looking at that overnight and in this morning, do you still feel that way? Do you think it's more schematic changes that you have to do, or are there going to be some personnel changes that you can make?
Yeah, I don't know, John. What you can do personnel wise. Our guys are doing the very best that they can. We got some young guys on the back end that are battling, and they're getting better. They're making some headway. So I don't know very much you can do there. We got to look at what we're asking them to do, and how can we help them to be better at what we're asking them to do. And there's some things that we can try that should help us, and that's the approach that we'll take this week.
How did you feel about the amount of pressure you were able to get with your front four? Did you feel like you were getting there enough with those guys?
We did have some moments where we, made a move in the pocket and run around, but like to do a little bit better with our up the middle push. I mean, that was something we talked about going to the ball game, getting more push up the middle. We felt like we'd be able to get some pretty good edge pressure, and I don't think we combined the two, often enough. And as good as that quarterback is, you have to have your four-man rush working. You don't want to be pressuring him all the time. That creates other problems. But we weren't consistently, getting it done. And we were able to get some pressure, but he was able to escape as well.
With the team 1-6, what are the kind of – how are you addressing your team? Are you telling them everything they're doing wrong? Are you trying to accentuate the positive? I mean, how do you handle this, to motivate them when they're 1-6?
I think you got to balance it. I mean, you got to be real about where we are, why we are where we are. But yet, there were some positive things that happened. What happened on our kickoff team, that's a positive. The way the guys battled throughout the ball game, those are positives. So, but you can't deny the fact that, we're not doing certain things well enough to win in our league. And they know that as well. So you don't want to sugarcoat it. You don't want to lie to them. And but there needs to be some balance. There still is a lot of football to be played.
Does Freeman's concussion play any role in your decision this week?
No, they cleared him on Friday, but you do, have to be conscious of that for sure, and that will play into the decision as well. So,
what do factors go into that evaluation of the quarterback position right now and who you guys go with going forward?
Just trying to look at the whole picture, who will give us the best chance to win and from our standpoint. As coaches, and for this Dallas ball game, I mean, that's what it'll be based on. And the other factors will be, what the health of the other guys are, and but primarily, who do you think will give you the best chance in this ball game against Dallas?
Is it strictly a two-man battle between Ponder and Freeman, or, Castle had the best game for you guys this season. Is there anything he can do to still emerge this week?
Thinking more with Christian along with Josh. You're right, Matt's did a good job for us, but thinking more of those two guys. I thought he was, Tom. I thought he played, you know, a little more relaxed and less tense than he did, you know, in his previous three starts. Seemed to be more composed and in command. But, yeah, to answer your question, I thought so, yeah.
Well, the Packers won for it a couple times on fourth down last night, and then I think Carolina did as well. Are you seeing the struggles maybe on third down emboldening offenses even more to extend their drives and maybe not be as concerned about going for it on fourth down there? Is that a trickle-down effect that you're seeing?
I think, John, some of that is the field position. You know, if we were and when we have been in some of those similar situations, we've gone for it as well. When you're in the plus territory, if you're pretty confident in your personnel on the offense, 1 or 2 yards, I mean, you may feel like, you know, you have a chance to, you know, get that. So I think it's more the field position as opposed to, you know, what we're doing or not doing on offense or defense. The field position has a lot to do with it.
When you get to a point like this in your season, do you start to have to look for signs that guys are starting to give up on things, or how do you know when that's happening?
You want to have a pulse on that, Ben. That's important, especially when your record is where ours is right now. And we're approaching our eighth game of the season. You have to give the players some perspective, in particular the young guys. The veterans, they sometimes feel like they know where things are. But you also have to get them perspective as well and remind them there's a lot of football to be played, and there are a lot of reasons for us to really work as hard as we can to get a win this coming Sunday. So you do have to have a feel for where guys are and what they're thinking and their mindset is. It's important.
Just looking at Josh and Christian right now at quarterback, what plays into that? Is it their age, maybe the future?
No, you know, I don't want to discount Matt, but Christian did some good things in that ball game yesterday. There are some things that he could obviously do better, but that has something to do with it, and he has led us to some wins in the past. Josh, and we brought him here to evaluate him and determine if he could be a guy that could be a potential player for us in the future. So that's what goes into, you know, trying to evaluate the both of them.
What hasn't Matt done in which he's not in the mix, and how can he get back in the mix?
I don't know if there's anything that he hasn't done. He's done everything we've asked him to. I mean, he's practiced well, prepared well. He was ready yesterday if needed be. And he'll continue to work as hard as he can. I mean, he's a pro. But I don't know if there's any one thing that I could point to and say why it's Christian and Josh and his determination. We haven't talked about this Dallas ball game, but we have talked about what we're talking about right now. And he's a competitor. I mean, he wants to be out there. He wants to start. He wants to help this football team win. And I would expect, you know, nothing different from him. He's been in this league a while now. He's had some success in our league, and, you know, he wants to help our team.
Are you starting to sense any frustrations from Adrian when you look at either his opportunities to carry the ball or his opportunities to find holes?
I don't know about frustration, but I know he wants to, you know, be on the field more. You know, he wants to get more carries, and we want to make sure he gets more carries. We want to keep him on the field more. More importantly, he wants to win, and it bugs him like it bothers all of us when we don't win, and that probably permeates, you know, his being as much as anything, not so much the yards or the carries, only if they help us to win.
It's obviously
and saying that the guys are professional in the locker room, they're hearing rumors that coaches can be changed, that guys can be traded. How do you deal with that in addition to everything else? Do you feel that they're not agitated and that isn't affecting them as well at this point of the season?
You're right, Don. I mean, they're going to hear a lot of different things from different outlets. And if they read the internet, different things, they're going to read that information, and they'll have friends talking to them and giving them information. But myself and the coaches, we're going to continue to try to keep them focused on the task at hand. And in this case, trying to prepare as well as we can for this ball game against Dallas. That's what's most important, and that's what I have to be able to do as the head coach of our team, just making sure that they're focused on that part of it and trying to convey to them the importance of it and not allowing other things to become distractions. And we've had enough distractions in this short season. So this week, we really need to focus on Dallas, and that'll be a point of emphasis when we talk with the team.
What do you think the chances are that you guys could make a deal by tomorrow's trade deadline?
Oh, boy. Haven't given that any thought. I have no idea about that one. I really haven't thought about a trade or changing personnel.
What if anything needs to be discussed with Greg Jennings, whether in terms of what might be mounting frustration on his part or the fact that you guys paid a lot of money for a guy who hasn't gotten the ball a whole lot?
I don't know if I really need to say a whole lot to Greg, Tom. You've gotten to know him a little bit. He is an outstanding young man and a true team guy. He came up to me after the ball game last night, and just a classy guy. His approach and his words of encouragement. I don't know if we have to do anything to pacify him. I mean, he's the ultimate team guy and wants to do whatever he can to help our team win, period.
How do you evaluate the development of those three first rounders right now?
You know, obviously with Cordero, it's obvious to everyone the progress he's made, and he's coming along as a receiver and obviously as a kickoff return guy. Xavier, he's making some strides. You know, had some tough moments yesterday, which you've heard me say it before. You know, playing corner in our league as a rookie, this is his seventh NFL game. I mean, it's a tough job, and he's going to continue to get better, but there are going to be some growing pains for sure at his position. Sharif, you know, he's coming along. There was some up and down moments for him yesterday as well. We need him to just keep coming. You know, we need to get the most that we can out of him. We need him to play big for us. So this will be a big ball game for him, but he's making progress. He's making strides, but we need him to just keep coming. So.